Good morning. You're listening to our live local interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Jill LaCrone. She's the principal at Baranoff Elementary School, and Brian LeBlanc with the Sitka Sound Science Center. They're here to talk about a fundraising effort that is underway right now that started last Friday to raise funds for the aquarium at the elementary school. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We are here to talk about, is it a fish tank or is it an aquarium? I think that there's some debate over that.
Well, in my building, we have always referred to it as the fish tank. I don't know, which is it, a fish tank or an aquarium?
I think it can be both. I think the kids really can relate to the tank. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's an easier word for them to pronounce.
So. Sure.
And to spell. Yeah. They're struggling with aquarium, but they can definitely spell fish tank.
So how long has the fish tank been at the elementary school? What's its history?
So it was started back in the mid-90s by Debbie Urias. She started it, and then she ran it and took care of it until about 2004, and then Troy Tidingo and his family took it over. And it's basically one of the centerpieces of our building. Families come in, even if they're not at school, just to see our fish tank. It's always been amazing. It has local fish and sea critters in there, and it's just such a good connection to our community.
And you're raising money now because it's in need of a new chiller. What's a chiller? Why does it need that?
Right. So in order to self-clean this tank, the water is pumped through a filter. And as it's done that, as it does that, the water is actually heated up by the filter. And so the chiller actually just brings the water back down to a reasonable temperature.
And how much are you trying to raise for this?
So we're trying to raise about $2,000 to ensure our sea critters can come back. They currently had to move back to the Science Center. So there is nothing in our fish tank right now. And it sits there so sad and so lonely. Every day the kids walk by with big eyes hoping that, you know, the fish will be back every morning. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, $2,000 would get us where we need to be.
And can you tell me a little bit more about some of the sea critters that live in the fish tank normally who aren't there right now?
Yeah. So, you know, fortunately, where we live, the Science Center is able to bring in local sea critters. So when I look in there, it often changes. There's a variety of fish, sea cucumbers, sea anemones. One time we even had an octopus. That was before my time at the building, but I've heard stories about it. Have you heard about the octopus?
I haven't really. I think that was even before my time in Sitka, but yeah, it sounded extraordinary.
Yeah. Apparently it escaped.
Right. It escaped. You know, octopus are extremely intelligent, and this little critter wanted to go visit the kindergarten and first grade classroom, so it decided to creep on out of the tank. Oh. And... Right. So it's just a beautiful variety. And, you know, part of the kindergarten and first grade curriculum, first of all, is very place-based, understanding where you're from and what it's about. Mm-hmm. And so that connects to that really well. But then also understanding the life cycle of things. And once again, that relates to the life cycles that we're teaching.
So to raise this $2,000 to replace the chiller, what events are going on to kind of help that happen?
Oh, well, we have done a lot. And I just want to, you know, thank the community for, first of all, the generous donations to our silent auction, which kicked off Friday live on Facebook. And it ends Saturday, the 27th, in our building. We'll be closing it down during the end of our fall carnival.
And some interesting things up for bid at the silent auction. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
We have so many wonderful things. We have a ride on the fire truck that was donated by the Sitka Fire Department and mm-hmm. Chief Miller. Up to 5 people can cruise around on the fire truck, right? Yeah. I know, it makes my kids happy every day when they see that one. And then also our fantastic PE teacher, Mr. Joe, donated a Drums Alive with a free choice day or, you know, hour for 25 people. A lot of kids have started using the Drums Alive program with Mr. Joe in PE and love it. They've asked him how they can sign up for it as an extracurricular activity, mm-hmm. which we don't offer, but he thought this would be a great way to reach out to families. We also have, we have 100 pounds of fish that was donated. Wow. So we broke it up into 10 fish boxes. They're beautifully vacuum-packed halibut and salmon. So 10-pound boxes each. Let's see, what else is there? Baby alpaca scarf that was knitted. A case of diesel oil. Can you think of anything?
Yeah, I think I saw some other artwork on there, local, from local artists, and some other food varieties that just looked delicious.
So quite a range of things.
Right. Yeah, there's the community's been so generous, and we had a really wonderful parent volunteer help us out and really reach out to the community, and I thank everyone for that effort.
And this silent auction will end on Saturday, October 27th, which is also the fall carnival. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, this is really new for our building. Carrie Sagel up at the middle school used to do the fall carnival, and she stopped doing it 2 years ago. And last year, she had asked if any school wanted the carnival stuff. And we reached out to her, not knowing that the fish tank was going to break. And we're thinking, oh, one day we might do the fall carnival. And time was of the essence in trying to get our fish tank fixed. So we've put together the fall carnival. So we'll have the traditional carnival games, the throwing, the tossing, the football throw, but then we've also added the dunk tank, and baby goats will be there. The baby fire goats. Truck, right? The fire truck will be there, so you can come see that. And then we also have face painting, crazy hairspray station. And then I would really encourage kids to wear their costumes, because at the end of our carnival, we're going to have a kind of a costume parade and end out by the fire truck and take a group photo of our fall carnival wrap up.
Oh, that's great.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
I hope our community comes out to our either or both of our events to help us save the fish tank. I know every day our kids walk into school hoping to see their friends back in action. And unfortunately, all we have right now are the paper fish students have made to replace our lovable sea critters.
So if you you have fond memories of the fish tank at Baranoff Elementary and you want it to remain, you can participate in the silent auction, which is going on through Saturday, October 17th or October 27th. That's also the day of the fall carnival, which is also to raise money for the fish tank. They're trying to raise about $2,000. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me come on here.
I've been speaking with Baranoff Elementary Principal Jill LaCrone and Brian LeBlanc with the Sitka Sound Science Center talking about the aquarium/fish tank at the elementary school. Mm-hmm.